Good morning, it's Classic Hits 4CA. Every fortnight we talk about legal affairs. Joining me in studio this morning, Senior Associate Jennifer Cutler from O'Reilly Stevens Lawyers. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you this morning?
Very well, Murray.
Nice to have you along. Let's talk about something that's always a very, very difficult time for families, just after the death of a loved one. Now, often somebody in the family gets nominated to be the executor of an estate. And, of course, just after a death, that can be a really daunting thing. Let's talk about what happens first after the death of a person, and you've got somebody who comes to you who is due to be an executor of that dead person's estate.
Thanks, Murray. It's always a difficult time in the lives of the family when someone dies, and most executors that have been appointed under the deceased's will has no idea what to do, and that's a commonly asked question that we get when clients telephone us. The executor's role is to call in and distribute the estate. Okay, so that involves, identifying what the assets are in the estate and basically gathering all the information of those assets, namely bank accounts, vehicles, any general assets that would form part of the estate. You know, they may have, shares, bonds, livestock even.
You've worked out what the person's assets are. What is the next step before you can actually physically start to do things like contacting authorities, maybe talking to banks, etc.? What's one of the key things you do need to do first?
Murray, well, you need the death certificate. That's the long and short of it, because you have to be able to show these authorities that the person is deceased. So if you go into the bank or you contact Centrelink or Medicare, any of those departments, you're going to have the death certificate. And that can take a few weeks to come through and usually is sent to the funeral director.
Okay, so by the time you've got the death certificate in place, you may have actually got to the point where you've worked out what the assets are. Can you start distributing, bits and pieces, money, chattels and all those type of things as soon as you've got the death certificate?
No, it's too early to do that, Murray. And depending on what assets the deceased had, you may have to obtain a grant of probate from the Supreme Court. That's usually determined by the banks. Usually with banks, if the money in bank is more than $50,000, they will require a grant of probate to be obtained.
Yeah. What's one of the difficulties for a person who is an executor? Could they be seen to be liable in any way if they, even by mistake, did the wrong thing?
Provided the executor has not distributed within 6 months from the date of death and has not received any notice from an eligible applicant to bring a family provision claim, then they won't be personally liable for any distribution that's made after the 6 months.
Sometimes you hear about something called a partial distribution. In what circumstances would you make a partial distribution to the beneficiaries of a will?
Well, where the executor has determined that there's X amount of dollars in the estate and has identified all the liabilities, then they could make a partial distribution. So it would be an equal distribution to all beneficiaries. There may be some matters in the estate that haven't been dealt with or some larger asset that hasn't been sold, but you may have a large monetary amount available to distribute. So you might then make a partial distribution, provided you've got enough funds in the estate to pay all debts.
Excellent. Look, it's such a complex process, and I said it often hits people at their most vulnerable time in a lot of ways, and it's a big responsibility. And if you've never been an executor, when you're suddenly thrust into a situation after losing a loved one and becoming an executor, I should imagine it's quite a difficult situation. Great to talk to you this morning, Jennifer. You've cleared up at least some of the complexities around the situation. Jennifer Cutler, she's a senior associate with O'Reilly Stevens Lawyers. Easy to find at Level 1, 59 Spencer Street in Cairns, or give them a call on 4031 7133. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Murray.
Classic Hits 4CA 100% Cairns. Whoa.